Now, I don't usually lose my keys. They're in a special place, designated spot in my pocket every day, checking before I leave the house, make sure that I have what I need to be able to get into my car, to come here to the church, to get in, to be able to get back home at the end of the day. And keys are pretty important. If my keys got lost, I'd be in a pretty tough spot. How about you? I see some people are completely ambivalent on their keys getting lost. Okay. Well, we lose stuff. It happens. And it happens often enough that some clever folks have invented tools to help us find the stuff we lose. There's a company called Tile that has these little tracker tags that you can attach to things like your keys, your purse, your bags, your backpack, even your water bottle. Anybody have one of these Tile trackers? Yeah, some of the folks out there do. Well, I am glad to say that I even have a Tile tracker built into my key holder. It works out pretty well most of the time. If you ever did misplace something, you can just press a button on your phone and then your Tile will ring. If your keys are buried in the bottom of a bag or lost somewhere underneath a couch, press a button and you'll hear it chime. So you can track it down. You'll be able to find where that lost thing is just by following the sound. Now, one of the beauties of these little devices as well is that they don't just connect to your phone. They can connect to anybody else that has a Tile as well. So that if someone else has a Tile, it'll pick up where you most recently had that thing lost. So it'll show up as a little map on your phone. Apparently, this kind of industry is growing because apparently enough people lose stuff that companies like Apple are getting into the game. I can't say that I'm surprised, because finding lost stuff is never going to be a thing that goes out of style. As I'd said, I don't usually lose my keys. But then, sometimes the Lord provides you with a very timely, if painfully obvious, sermon illustration. So last weekend, I had thrown the key fob for my wife's vehicle into my pocket to take the bags of chairs that we were bringing over to our kickoff Sunday tailgate party here at the church into the back of her car. I closed it up, came here in my car, didn't think about it again, opened up the tailgate right in advance of that party, set up our chairs for the event, stowed them back away after the party was done, which was a nice celebration. If you were there, excellent. Thank you for coming out for that, kicking off this new year of Christian education and discipleship together. And after I had stowed those chairs in the back of her car, went on my way, came home, didn't think about it again till later that afternoon when I needed to get in her car to run an errand. And my key fob was gone. It was not in its regular place there on the mantle. I searched around for it. I checked the pants of my suit pocket. I looked on the floors. I kind of scouted all around the house and all the places that it could have been. Nothing. Sadly, it was not attached to my fancy Tile tracker. That had my regular keys on it. I knew just where those were. So Monday, I come back here to the church campus. I scout around. I look over in the street where I had parked my car, thinking when I'd taken my keys out, maybe that key fob fell down. I checked my study here in the church. I looked all over, and nothing. At first, I got annoyed with myself and the situation that I had allowed this to happen. And then I became concerned. What if someone found it and took it? How much is it going to cost to replace one of these things? Well, despite my searching, no success. We lose stuff. We even lose ourselves. It might happen gradually, imperceptibly. A seemingly minor choice here, a little inattention over there. And then one day, the reality of the situation hits home. Other times, though, it might seem like an outside force has kidnapped you, spiriting you away, leaving you deserted in a strange land. Either way, you wonder how you got to be where you're at. You wonder if there's any hope of making it out, if you're ever going to be in that place where you were meant to be. We lose ourselves pretty easily. That's our broken human nature. We wander off, but the world around us confuses us and leads us astray. We get lost. God knows about our situation all too well. We human beings have been wandering off ever since our very first generation. Now, we are not like my lost key. God does not misplace us. In big ways, in small ways, we're going off in our own directions. We're each of us choosing to chart a course through life that it's guided by our own will rather than God's instruction. You start to lose yourself. You start to lose your way. But the way does not give up on you. You're never lost to God. He will always know where you are. He will always know what you need to get to the place where you are meant to be. And God continually works to rescue his lost sheep. Now, Jesus tells two parables to the Pharisees and the scribes in today's reading from Luke 6:15. Because those folks, they're people who knew exactly where they were in God's sight, or so they thought. But Jesus also tells this parable to the outcasts and the undesirables, the tax collectors and the sinners. But neither of these two parables are about the lost sheep or the lost coin, per se. If you listen to them, most of the time Jesus spends talking is about the persons who are trying to find that which is lost, to restore it to the place it is meant to be. The good shepherd who discovers that one of his flock is missing in the wilderness and leaves the 99 in the care of his compatriots, going out to look for the one that is gone. He finds it, injured, immobilized, trapped, and picks it up, carrying it on his own shoulders all the way back to the flock. The woman who discovers that one coin from her life savings is missing and does all that she can to find it. Back in first century Judea, houses didn't have large glass windows like we might now. They didn't have all this natural light. So she lights a lamp, letting its light guide her as she sweeps out the dust and the straw covering the floor, seeking until she finds that lost coin. And both the shepherd and the woman, they celebrate. They rejoice because what was lost is now found. Now, I resigned myself to the reality that my car key was gone. I had searched, but not found. Monday evening rolled around, though, and what do I happen to see tucked into the edge of the seat in our living room, staring at me? I'll tell you, there was great rejoicing. I immediately took that key fob, put it right back into the place where it belonged, and I might have done a little happy dance to celebrate. And if it had been a Friday evening, I might have even invited you all to come and celebrate with me with some appropriately Lutheran beverages. Because I didn't have to do anything to find my lost key. But God does everything to rescue and restore us. Ever since our first parents lost their way, God has been at work to bring humanity home. The same Jesus who told these parables to those Pharisees and scribes, to the tax collectors and sinners, he himself is that shepherd who goes out to find the sheep that was lost, to deliver it home. Our good shepherd even becomes the lamb, a person like you and me, stepping down into his creation to be one of us, to live in this broken and lost world for us. And he sacrifices himself to come to our rescue. And now, He gets to celebrate our return as he brings us home. Jesus says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." You and I, we have each been that sheep. With St. Paul, each of us can confess. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. We're born lost. And even after we have been joined into the body of Christ through those waters of holy baptism, made members of his flock, we still wander off. We still sin and make our way away from our good shepherd. And yet, God never stops working to bring us lost and lonely sheep back home on his shoulders, because he came for you along with the Pharisees and scribes, along with the tax collectors and sinners, for every human being. And he rejoices in each one of us that he brings home to his Father's presence. Living as found people in Christ Jesus, we need not be like the Pharisees and the scribes, people who would look down on others who are lost or trapped in sin. You and I can know exactly where we stand in God's sight because God tells us. You and I, we are sinners, each of us a candidate for being the foremost. No one is righteous, not one. But if you feel particularly lost right now, if you feel crushed by the weight of sin in your life or misled by the world around you, call out to God. Call out to God along with his people throughout time, including St. Paul, people who have come to understand the reality that we cannot rescue ourselves. The grace of our Lord flows, overflows for you with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. God loves you. God comes into the world to rescue you from being hurt or lost or alone. He shines the light of his word into our darkness, finding you, bringing you home on his shoulders. We can't look down on anyone because we are all on the same level. We are all in need of Jesus' work to save. You are a beloved member of God's flock. You are found. And through Jesus' rescue and restoration, you will be exactly where you are meant to be, home with God. Amen.